action in the dugout part was hit by a home run.
Yeah, pretty, well, I think when anybody hits a home run, our reaction's pretty intense. But, yeah, that was great timing, obviously. But, you know, he's the guy who's a lot of time leading a lot of the stuff that happens after home runs, so I'm sure they're ready to reciprocate.
Was he even talking as if he was going to hit one here pretty soon?
I haven't heard it, but I know that couldn't have come at a better time.
The home run try suggested that he had done that before.
No, I think it showed that he hadn't and that he was going to relish it a little bit and make it last. But whatever it takes, didn't bother me.
From your vantage point, what made him so good today?
Everything. I mean, that was probably as good a mix of his stuff as maybe I've ever seen, where he found that sweet spot for the movement and saw him reach back a number of times to elevate the four-seamer. The changeup was a wipeout pitch. I saw him pitching in really well on the first base side. You know, the breaking ball he could throw behind the count. You couldn't ask for more than what he had today.
It looked like he and Yadi were in conversation, or he maybe intentionally kept his back to you when he came in after the seventh. How much of an argument, or how much did he lobby when he came out there?
He doesn't lobby much. No, he knows we're going to try and do what's right, you know. And if we don't score a couple more runs there, we're probably going to hit for him. With the 3-run lead, most likely he's still going to walk up there, and then we're going to go hitter like we did. And but he knew that you know, he was close.
You talked a lot in spring about wanting to elevate that kind of that next tier.
Yeah.
More than 7 starts, but it's still been 7 starts. That's a huge chunk. Have you seen that?
I'd say 7 starts of that next tier. I mean, that's consistently the kind of stuff and execution that puts you at a different level, and he's been there. I looked up there and saw something about his April numbers, which I wasn't aware of, that's good as anybody here in this uniform. That says a lot, the kind of start that he's had. And even taking that first one, putting that aside and then getting on a good roll, that's not all that easy to do, but it's been almost progressively even better. I think it's kind of like what we talked about earlier, the ability to be able to back off a little bit. It all comes down to him finding that rhythm, which we see early in the game. A lot of times in that first inning, it's hard for him to find. But once he does, then he's got the sink. And once he has the sink, then he just starts adding to it. And, you know, when you have that kind of movement and you've got the velocity to go along with it, it's going to work for righties or lefties. And then he can, you know, start spinning the ball. And, you know, he just added pitches as he went and got better.
Did Carton Marcel get involved in the ninth yesterday? He had Dexter today. Was it nice to kind of check those boxes off a little bit?
Yeah, Dex felt good about his swing today. Found a little something that I think was a key for him, which you love to hear that, because you can talk about it all you want, but once they feel it, you know that's probably going to translate. And, you know, lined out, had a nice swing early, and then jumps in there, and that ball just carried. And nice to have a little warm weather, let that ball carry a little bit further. But he got the barrel to it, and good things happen when Dex gets the barrel.
Where's your confidence level with Bud right now?
Yeah, it's amazing how Bud has come in big situations and continues to get big outs and get us out of jams. And, you know, he's one of the guys that's pretty rare right now that you can go 4 or 5 outs and he figures out a way to get it done. What a great addition to our club he's been.
With Mo sharing the other day that for now almost not going to be in the ninth inning, can you start to plan and build from Norris being the back end and build forward now, or are you at that point strategy wise you can employ that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's Bud's game right now, but, you know, we're still going to continue to get all the guys locked in, and, you know, we're going to have other people that are going to pitch the end of the game. There's going to be times when Bud's down. There's going to be times when, you know, we might need to put Bud in a little earlier and he needs help. I mean, you just never know. But we have a number of guys that we're still trying to figure out and get that rhythm with how it works out of the pen, and, you know, nice options, but we're still trying to find it. But Bud has he's helped out by being able to come in and pick guys up.
Thank you.
for now with that bridge kind of seventh or eighth? Is it maybe waiting on either Jordan or Dom to kind of grab that and make that their own in the short term?
Yeah, I think we'll go situationally too. If we've got a lot of lefties, Tyler can go in there and get that done. We like Dom, the fact that he has had success against the left-handed hitters and a team like this with switch hitters. But I think we have guys that can. I mean, Gregerson's pitched in the eighth, and Dom's had a lot of success in the eighth. And obviously, we know about Holland. And, you know, Jordan's one of those guys that's just stuff. And as it's getting better and more on the plate, we'll see what kind of role that plays into.
Were you seeing things that weren't going right for Fowler recently?
Yeah, just results. You could tell he just wasn't picking up the ball. And you start compounding when you start making maybe even adjustments that you don't need to. What he found today just simplified. And it's amazing, sometimes less is more at the plate. You get a chance to see the ball and then react with your hands. He's such a good athlete. But it was confidence more than anything else.
Is there a connection draw from Adam's bullpen?
No. But apparently went well.
Did Tommy forget the outs?
Yes. Yep.
The first week of May, so games mean what they mean, but the day between now and this weekend is the time that maybe get a little ramped up, a little more excited for that series this weekend?
Well, we're always ramped up, always excited. We know the fans will be excited about this one too, so looking forward to it. And a couple games that everybody has contributed to, and a lot of positives to take into the next series.
Throwing
to the pitchers a little bit, but that's typically Jamie Pogue or Brian Eversgaard. Both of them, and the pitcher's done a nice job. I mean, offensively getting bunts down, you can tell they've put a lot of effort into it, and they're being rewarded for it.